A furious wildfire, only 10% contained in South Jersey, continues to burn this morning. A state of emergency has been declared in Ocean County. Officials say the Jones Fire has consumed more than 8,000 acres in Barnegat, Ocean, and Lacey townships, forcing several thousand residents to flee their homes. Michael Ferrara of Barnegat says he's in disbelief by the magnitude of the blaze, which led to the cutoff of power in his town and left him in the dark last night.
It's just a very eerie feeling. You know, you think you're somewhere else. There's no street lights. Dark enough living out here. Without no lights at all, it's even darker. So it was a crazy day. It's still crazy.
Audio from 6ABC. The Garden State Parkway and Route 9 reopened this morning and evacuation orders have been lifted. A press conference on the fire is scheduled for later this morning. Governor Murphy, by the way, is traveling to Poland. Delaware County's largest health system is destined for closure, WHYY's Kenny Cooper reports. Exacerbated Crozier Health employees pleaded for help Tuesday outside its flagship hospital.
More than 100 people gathered outside Crozier Chester Medical Center, calling for resuscitation of the dying hospital system. Employees say patients will die if the hospital closes. Peggy Malone, president of the local nurses union, says she's going to keep fighting and helping patients until the lights are out.
I'm going to continue to believe, and I'm going to have hope that all of us continue to pray for a miracle, because I don't believe this is over.
Parent company Prospect Medical Holdings' decision to close Crozier came after they failed to find a new owner. Kenny Cooper, WHYY News.
With the May primary coming up in less than a month, Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner participated in a forum hosted by WHYY News Tuesday night. D.A. Krasner is the incumbent. He's running against former Judge Patrick Dugan, who opted not to participate in the event. Krasner addressed criticisms over his handling of retail theft in Philadelphia, including a revision of the policy looking to prioritize targeting organized retail theft offenders over first-time offenders.
The fact is retail theft is down. If you check your Philadelphia Police Department data today, you will see that. It's down almost 8%. In fact, 15 out of 18 categories of crime are down in Philadelphia. It's very important we stick with facts when we have these important discussions.
The primary election in Philadelphia is May 20th, and May 5th is the final day to register to vote. Checking sports, the Mets, again, beating the Phillies. They beat them 5-1 Tuesday in Flushing. The Phillies have now lost three games in a row, and they're going to wrap up their set with the Mets midday today in New York. The Phil starting with Zach Wheeler on the mound and David Peterson starting for the Mets. The Philadelphia forecast: sun and clouds mixing today, a high of 77. It is 60 degrees and sunny.